clearly, our focus this session in the Senate is going to be providing solutions. We feel like we want to be the group that provides solutions, the party of yes, not the party of no. And so while there's plenty in the governor's agenda to say no to, we also want to make sure that we provide alternative ideas, and we feel very comfortable about that. And unfortunately, or fortunately for us, but not for the citizens of Maryland, I guess the governor seems to give us a lot of opportunities to provide alternate ideas that we believe make more sense and lead to a better outcome for our citizens. So that'll be our focus this year.
Can you give us a sneak preview of some of those things?
Well, I think where we can come together is in the area of transportation. You know, clearly we need to have the discussion first between mass transit and roads. Right now the layout is such that a significant amount of the dollars go towards mass transit and starve the road budget. The governor's committed us to a $4 billion worth of capital projects for the red line and the purple line, and a sea of red ink as far as you can see as far as operating expenses are concerned, since mass transit really covers less than 30 cents of every operating dollar. So we need to separate mass transit from roads. We're the only state in the country that finances two major subway projects out of one fund, and I think that's a starting point for discussions. The other thing related to transportation is this idea that I think time has come is if you want a mass transit project, pay for it. And I think we'll provide financing solutions that allow people that want these projects to pay and not just have the entire state pay for projects that they'll never use.
On the subject of financing, you hear talk about a gas tax increase. You hear talk about the governor bringing back his sales tax on gasoline. If that's not acceptable, what is?
Well, it's a non-starter. I mean, the fact is if without these structural reforms between mass transit and roads, the people that are paying the gas tax won't see any benefit of it, no matter how much he promises or says differently. I mean, look, the governor's priorities are so mixed up that in the last 4 years, he hasn't put any money in for road repair money, but at the same time, he spent $120 million for planning dollars for the red line and the purple line. That's a mixed up set of priorities, and as long as that's the case, the gas tax is a non-starter. If we can make these structural changes, though, to separate mass transit from roads, I think that'll be a big step in the right direction.
Would that open the door to the possibility of some agreement on some new revenues?
I think the way we tax might change. You know, the idea that there'd be some kind of local, whether it be a local transit authority, whether it be a local some basis to be able to have the people that are benefiting from the projects would be paying for them. And I think that will be part of the discussion as to exactly what revenue that'll be or how that will work. I think that's what we're going to be talking about.